Okay, Helen, why don't you share your backstory with us?
Okay, yeah, a few things that I was up in the air about, and I would just like your opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, the little... I felt kind of bad that Honor's the token girl.
Chance have a sex change?
Yes and no. Yes. Oh, I decided that Chance turns into a woman once a month.
Okay.
For a week.
He's a werewoman.
Yes.
He's gonna run the half.
He's a werewolf.
It's kind of like Ranma, but
yeah, I was just
with more regularity.
Mm-hmm. We hope it's regular.
Does he have like a backup?
He's gotta see a gyno then, if it's not.
Does he have like a backup, like, bag of woman stuff?
Yes.
I'm not like trying to be funny.
Bag of holding.
Curious. The bag of holding. It's his purse.
Diva bag.
Now, it's not a purse the rest of the month.
It's a man bag.
It's a satchel.
but then, once a month, he's happy to call it a purse. Okay, well.
I don't know, just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, how did this happen?
Yeah.
That's what I hadn't quite figured out.
Oh, maybe he stole
which
like
is
a
why,
cursed thing from a woman.
See,
I was
going to
say that, or like you got cursed, and that's who's chasing
he stole from a Sephora.
Yes, he did.
And that's unless she is a witch named Sephora.
Sephira.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, copyright. Yeah. But, yeah, because the thing he says, like, something was stolen from me and I aimed to get it back and I couldn't decide what it was.
It's masculinity. Yes, so this sure. Really is Ranma one happened.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy. Poor Chance.
Was that who, like, chased to him then? Is that, like, why he came up here?
Well, that's also what I was thinking. The alternate story I had come up with before y'all jumped in was that his child was taken by the noble he pissed off. That's who he's trying to get back.
Oh, that's
why
so...
he's at the wall.
Yo, though, I
he got
like
chased
that.
Off by this noble he pissed off, and now
like
he wants
that,
to get
though.
Back to his child.
I like that a lot, though. Because that,
and debatably, like... he had this child when he was a woman.
Yeah,
and
which
noble,
that's, I don't
the
know
noble
that.
That took him is actually
he was like looking at like his
or mother,
watch.
Who knows?
And he's like, oh no, I gotta get this baby out here soon. He's like, please don't let the sun come up.
Question, did the pregnancy only progress on the day that he was a woman?
That'd be a long-ass time.
Each month.
Like having a leap year birthday.
What if he's like, this is a super stretch, but what if like he took someone else's womanhood at some point? Like it wasn't like he's cursed to become a woman, but he becomes someone else during that? And then
well, we do know he's a klepto.
Yeah.
So maybe he
stole, the way I see it, he stole something by accident and it made him a woman once a month. He's like, shit.
What
oh,
if
well.
Like he stole
something?
I'll
tell you, what.
Right there or something.
That's going to be my job.
Okay.
To figure that out.
So there you have it.
Oh my god, that's intense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
so we're stuck. In the mouse trap.
We're not stuck. Well, yeah, we are. We're in the
back it up a little bit. Because
we
too much.
Stolded.
Oh, we're in a dimensional warp, aren't we?
Well, are we?
You have no idea.
Right.
Okay, so you walk into this room. You're kind of waffling about it. You see that, you know, some of the floor is covered with sticky stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I cover it with sheets.
So Imo grabs some sheets and throws them down. Temperance just leaps across the room. And Imo's like, oh, well. And so, let's see.
Oh, Chance is like,
Chance has been looking around. He wants...
For valuables.
You touch stuff.
He hasn't found anything particularly caught his eye. There's a lot of, like, stuff in here. But, a lot of the stuff in here is large.
Mm-hmm.
It's like busts. There's vases, vases.
Depending on what it is, might be valuable to a collector or something, but not necessarily. Doesn't mean I can find someone I can really sell it to. So I'm looking for more liquid assets,
like gems, jewelry,
gold,
and things that he can pocket. You know,
yes, that
so
something I can carry without really being noticed.
So I'm kind of
walk away, cheek.
Drawing out where the junk in the room is.
So it's like,
Chance
is this where Temperance is?
No, hold on. I'm sorry.
Where's she jumpy?
Well, she jumpy.
I like when you use my word.
All the way.
With deep narrator.
Over.
Oh, shoot.
Oh!
So.
Dang.
Oh, is that the one that springs open?
The trap?
Yes, it opens to a thing.
Yeah.
And you turn the little dial, and it tells you what you get.
If it's a trap or an item?
Oh, look, there's even a trap.
Yeah. That's cool.
I've been wanting to use those for the longest time, but I haven't been using battle maps.
I want this wand. I'm going to leave it on the wand.
Well, she actually already opened it.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you open it?
I want to say, did anyone write down what I told you was in there?
I did not.
Oh, you said a bunch of money.
It was money, yes.
And we found the key.
There was a key.
That's what it was. We found the key.
Yes, to that.
Right.
I assume it's that elven door.
Yeah, it had like the same mark on it or something as the door.
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down. Felicity College Fund.
Yeah. That's right!
200 gold, a half dozen gems of medium value, a potion of acid resist, a glass lens, and key.
Glass lens.
I got who Felicity is.
Chicken.
Oh, that's right!
Yeah, chicken.
Okay, so how much is Felicity's college fund?
200 gold.
200 gold.
Okay.
She's going to Kool-Aid.
So,
She's going to Ole Miss.
Yes.
Me over in Blake.
Ribs.
Thank you.
Do you like eating ribs?
Yes.
He's like, ooh.
That kind of destroyed my plan. I was talking as a vampire.
Oh.
Oh.
It's not funny when he likes to eat them. It's kind of gross.
It's like you're just cheering, yay, waves! Just like mom used to make.
And they all just get up and walk away.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Oh, God.
No bueno.
Okay.
You're wearing your champion worm eating, like, shirt. Yeah. Worm champion beast. 1997.
Oh, God.
You the beast.
You. All right.
Okay.
Am I, like, down back here? I didn't move, really.
Wouldn't that chance be back here, too? Where is the stick?
Hold on.
Okay.
That was a big jump you made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clear the room. I had to use a key up, which I don't know how long we're doing short rests to get that back or not.
Well.
Let's just go back to our room after this and sleep. We just sleep whenever.
Basically, you can take one whenever you like, but if you're like, yeah, I do one action and then I try to take another short rest, I'll be like,
I have to like skip
it. It's not going to help you.
You're not comfortable.
Well, now a short rest is an hour long rest.
Oh my God. Okay.
A long rest is like a full day.
Yeah.
So a short rest would be like if you were in the middle of a dungeon, you had no place to camp. You could take a short rest and it refreshes certain actions.
Yeah.
But, you couldn't just take them over and over again, back to back, because eventually they just wouldn't do you any good.
But definitely between combat. Like, if I used it now and then we're just running around here for the next hour, I can get back. Okay.
So, Zia, you had actually said you walked toward the center of the room last time.
I did.
That's what you said.
Yeah, you laid down those sheets and then you walked off.
I guess I was.
And
like,
you would have had to have laid down the sheets. Chance is kind of over here. He has finally found there's a chest that's closed, but there's a little gold chain hanging out of it, like it got caught out when it was closed. It looks like, like maybe a gold watch chain or something. He's going,
can I roll perception on that and make sure it's not like,
well, hold on.
No.
Don't touch that chain.
Well,
going for it anyway.
Here. So you actually got all the stuff out of the chest and you were actually walking back towards the door. And that's when you realized that the door, which you're not sure you thought it was here.
Oh, that's right, the movie door.
Right, it moved.
But now it looks like it's here.
Oh.
And you're like, wait a minute, it doesn't look quite right.
Oh, no.
Something's bugging me.
This is like our mini bikes.
1408.
Our mini bikes.
Oh, it's like we would get off our mini bike, like, oh, I'm going to go kill this zombie and get right back to my mini bike. I just rock straight from the mini bike to the zombie, and I'm just going to walk straight back, and I'm like, there's no mini bike.
Does it like spawn out?
No.
No, you just lose it so easily.
Well, part of the problem is the grass. You're talking about 7 days to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The grass is about this high, you know,
and your mini bike is about that high.
Oh.
And it just disappears into...
For the longest time, I have wanted, like you know those little flags?
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking of
yes.
that.
Yes, I'm like, please let me put a flag on my...
What I do when I get off my mini bike, if I'm going to go any more than like 5 steps away from it, I open my map and put a quick waypoint on top of it.
Well, a flag on it, basically.
Yeah, well, it just...
He does the thing you want to do, but he does it in game.
It does it... It's on the map. You can only see it on the map.
Yeah, you can't see it on the bike. So I just, like, did God mode, which lets you, like, fly up.
Yeah.
And I just, like, floated around. Oh, there's a bike. And drop back down the ground.
Okay,
God
so Chance
makes you hungry, by the way.
Has his hand halfway to the gold chain. Whenever, one of you, maybe both of you, goes says, "Hey, the door moved."
Where door go? Why door move?
And so you're all frozen, looking towards the door. What would you like to do next? You would like to sit in my chair, wouldn't you, Jude?
Oh, you have the okay. You do have the recorder gun.
Yeah,
perception good. Check.
What? He's gonna hit you.
Give you a pet. Oh,
he gives you.
Bye, Jude.
Yeah. Oh, look at him skitter away.
Oh.
Jerk.
Bad cat.
I didn't even treat him bad.
Yeah.
You were good.
Being nice to him.
Anyway, I guess I won't reach for the chain.
Okay.
Tempting as that is. Very tempting.
Can we do like a...
So tempting.
Double time perception check, like on the door and on the chain simultaneously, like...
I'll look at the chain. I was looking at it anyway because I was standing next to the chain. I was like, oh, what is this?
What's not to like?
Stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a 9?
I got a 10.
Okay. I mean, it looks like a chest with a chain hanging out of it.
Can I, like, poke it? Like, with a weapon?
Yeah.
Poke.
I mean, you just kind of, like, poke it and the chain jingles.
18.
On perception?
Oh, wait. Oh, perception? 15. I was doing investigation.
Oh, yeah, I guess investigate.
Would that not be the same thing?
Not in this case.
Okay.
You could investigate the door, maybe.
All right, 14.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Looks like a chest with a chain hanging out of it.
All right, go for it.
You can't really... I mean, it visually, there's nothing there that suggests anything really is wrong. The only thing visually in the whole room that is really setting you off is just the sticky crap on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Is it soaking through the sheets?
No, it's kind of, it's tacky. It's
so it's like you can feel the sheets like sort of.
There's not like any
pulling.
Spiders if you, if, or anything, huh?
If you kind of lifted the sheet, it'd be like.
Webs.
Okay.
You know, it would be like if you spilt juice on the floor and let it dry there.
God.
Kind of like that.
I hate that. Anyway,
I mean, do like a perception check for. I was saying that like spiders or anything. I don't know. I don't know, I feel like we're trapped in something.
Well, we are. Let's set it off.
So.
Alright, dog, you
we're adventurers. Let's adventure.
You do the thing.
Alright, so who's doing what?
I'm grabbing for it.
Alright. Well, Chance grabs for it. The chest opens.
Of course it is.
Its mouth and chomps on Chance's arm.
Ah.
I told you about the traps, dog!
You didn't say shit.
Well,
I thought
really
I said don't touch it, but you didn't say it was a trap.
Is it really a trap, per se?
Forgot a mimic.
A little, yeah, it's a mimic.
Yeah, it's a mimic. You take 5 damage, and your arm is stuck.
Whoa. Mm.
It's like, in fact, the body of it is kind of adhesive feeling.
Ew. No.
So Chance is going, ah!
Can I, like, jump in there with the quarterstaff and try to pry it off?
Yes, please help me.
Yeah,
Is that like a...
Well, now, you have 2 choices. I mean, you can try to beat it to death, or you can help Chance, because on his turn, he will be able to try to escape it with an acrobatics or athletics check. Whichever is higher, probably his acrobatics is higher.
Mm-hmm. I have... Could I do, like, a strength of some kind to, like...
Well,
like
now, remember, the body is sticky.
Yeah, that's right.
that's what's sticking him.
Can I grab, like, a sheet?
Or you could just get a shield, right, and just smash it on him.
I mean, you know, so you can either try to beat it to death or you can try to free him.
Here's the thing about beating it to death. My hand is in there.
But here, tell you what. Roll initiative.
Oh, shit.
It landed, like, in the middle. So it's either an 8 or a 20.
Crap, what's my initiative?
I got 11.
I got 12.
Now look at that dexterity.
It's your roll plus your initiative bonus, right?
It's your dexterity.
Okay.
So it's
17. All right, there it is.
The mimic got a 19.
Walker!
He's ready to eat.
Maybe if you go in, you'll find the way out. It's like the door. It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Do mimics
poop? I know. Maybe they just throw back up. Like, mm-hmm. They're like hermit crabs.
Or like owls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do regurgitate or poop or whatever. There is corners of the room that you can't see.
Mm. Oh, God.
Because, see, this is all junk.
Yes.
Right? So, anywhere, like, back in here... Is like you can't see that's whatever's back here you can't see. Mm-hmm. Like if you'd have looked this way more closely, you could have, you know, kind of examined what was on the back wall of the room, etc. Mm-hmm. You'd probably find refuse piles back there.
I don't want to think about a treasure chest boot.
Yeah,
I think if we're gonna be trying to do a strength check and a help check, I think you should try to do smashing, because I think you have a higher strength.
Well, I don't want to smash it with his hand in there. I may smash too good.
Try to pry the fucker open.
Yeah, I'll try to get a sheet and pry
otherwise,
it open.
Otherwise, I'm going to start stabbing it.
Well, either one of you can use... I'll tell you what, let me get his turn first. The mimic, like, gnaws on your arm inside there, and you take 3 physical damage and 3 acid damage.
Oh, son of a bitch.
For a total of 6.
Oh, that's why they have that potion.
As it...
of acid resist.
Yep.
A lot of good it does me now.
You come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, y'all don't have any healers this time. Well, I'm going to give y'all lots of potions.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Bush. It is Chance's turn.
Okay.
So you could also try an acrobatics check to get loose from it.
Fine.
Unhook yourself.
It's DC 11. It's actually pretty easy to hit.
You can do it.
Did you get 11?
Yep.
Okay.
So
you managed to dislodge your arm, which is bleeding now and hurting. Mm-hmm. But that's your turn. Now you can move if you like. You don't have to stay in melee with it.
Do you want to disengage?
If you want to, like, you can, in fact, you can use your cunning action to disengage. You can't shoot it because you used your action to escape.
Stop trying to open things, dude.
Can I kick it?
No, that would also be an action. Like I said,
can I flip it off?
You can flip it off.
Thank you. That
is free.
All right, I flip it off. Flip off the fucker and back up.
Okay,
y'all go at it. Please, okay. Kate.
Well, you use your disengage.
Mm-hmm.
Because you use your rogue bonus action, your cunning action to disengage, so that it doesn't get an attack of opportunity as you get out of its space.
You're gonna have to scold him.
Hey, cut it out. Go. Okay, so it is now... That was Chance's turn.
And me?
Next initiative. It is Imo's turn.
So what should I do? Guys?
You should smash it with the hammer.
Mm-hmm. I have a...
Yes.
No, you have a...
Battle axe.
But
whatever.
Still.
Whatever, kill it.
Oh, move up on it first.
Get up in his grill, so.
Me.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I hit it.
Let's see.
I hit it.
You got stuck, too.
3? What's your attack bonus?
What number is that? Oh, it's on my battle axe. It's plus 7. It's a 10.
It's a 10. You missed.
How did I miss?
Yeah, right? It's sitting there. Terrible aim.
Well, the treasure chest kind of like goes and scooches out of the way.
Oh.
I mean, it's not really a treasure chest. It's not It's not.
No, but still.
True. It could definitely be like a weird jello man.
And, oh, like, I figured it just grows these spider legs out from under it and starts crawling around.
It could.
Like cockroach. With a really big mouth.
We're just on cockroaches.
We really are. Yeah, we were. Once you start it, it's hard to stop.
Temperance, your turn.
I must smash him with a staff.
Move up on him.
Move.
There. I'm going to be next to him. Okay.
I think that you have reached there, I guess.
Yeah. I got like an 8.
An 8? Oh,
here we go.
Because you do your attack bonus plus your...
Plus the... What'd you roll on the die?
Baby mimics.
A 2.
A 2, yeah. Imo, the mimic, takes a swing at you with its pseudopod-like appendage.
Does my lawful good alignment help me? Because I would have never taken anything.
No. Because it's just hungry.
Yes.
But it misses you. And it is now, I think, Chance's turn.
All right, I shoot it.
Wait, no, it's Temperance's turn.
No, it's my
turn. No, I missed.
You missed? Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
It's cool.
I'm sorry.
Temperance miss.
I thought it was responding to my attack.
Anyway, I'm going to shoot it.
Alrighty.
Because fuck. Fucking fuck. Ah, damn it.
You rolled a little better than me.
Mm. What'd you make?
I rolled a 4. So it's 10.
That's your dexterity plus your...
Oh.
What's your dexterity?
8.
Well,
oh, no, I mean 4.
4 and
like
4
so.
At 10. Yeah. Okay. You missed.
Mm. My attack bonuses. Anyway. Damn
and,
it.
Well, y'all are just...
Keep missing it.
I know.
It's not really that its AC is not even all that high.
I'm sure it isn't.
It's just bad luck.
I'm just too angry to aim straight.
It's shooting arrows at the ceiling.
Next, I'm going to kick it. I can't possibly miss.
Wait, how do you have a like a crossbow or like a?
It's a short bow. Oh,
okay.
Like a crossbow.
Can I grapple it with a sheet?
Just throw a sheet over it, mm-hmm.
Like Jude.
Yeah, sure.
Do I do an athletics check?
Yeah. Well, you would use your, hold on, let me look up the rules again. You would use your turn to grapple, and let me, real fast, get the rules.
I've got to roll until I get to 20 and say I got to 20.
Yeah.
You just keep that one.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, oh yeah, let's roll out these ones. Let's just get rid of them. If I get rid of them now early, then I'll have nothing but 20
later. Okay, yeah, it's a contested check, so...
I rolled a 17!
Woo! After all that.
You can't prove it.
Okay. All okay, right. Here's my
you
real
like,
roll.
Roll it, and then roll. You keep rolling until you get a good one, and then you take a photo
okay,
like that
so
as well.
Okay, so you're going to be probably athletics.
My 7.
Actually, which one do you have proficiency in? Do you have acrobatics?
Yes, I have both.
But athletics is better.
Yeah.
So that's a total of 19?
Yeah.
So the chest is going to oppose you with just an opposed strength check.
I'm just yelling, oppose me at it.
And lost. And so you are grappling the chest.
Like an
like
angry
physically
cat.
Or is it in a...
Well,
it's in
like
a
sheet.
I almost threw a sheet over it and, you know...
I'm like just stuffing it down and I'm like petting it and talking to it soothingly.
You are?
No, I'm not.
I was about to be like, dude, let's tame it. Let's get a new friend.
No. It bad.
No, different playthrough. We kill it.
Different playthrough.
Yeah. No. If you had Petra, she'd be trying to keep it.
Yeah.
He's more like, okay.
Practical.
Well, yeah. That and we are in Baba Yaga's house. I'm sure we can't trust any monster in here.
So, all right. That's Imo's turn. The chest is grappled. It cannot move. It is Temperance's
Let's
turn.
Let's come around.
Start beating the shit out of it.
I'm very angry.
8
plus
6,
so what,
14?
14, you got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like I'm holding it still, so you're like doing better.
We can't say. In fiction.
Well, currently, I think just grappling it, all it does is get rid of its mobility.
Mm.
But.
It wasn't very mobile.
It wasn't mobile.
But on your next turn, if you wanted to, you could use the shove action to knock it prone.
Okay.
Actually, you know what?
So I feel like you should just be allowed to, like, smash it. Like, there's no lying prone.
I'm
there's
sorry.
Just, like...
Yeah, but we'll pick it up in the sheet
never
and
mind.
We throw that fucker against the wall
mimics,
until it stops moving.
Mimics are immune to prone.
I was gonna say, they're already squishy
because underside? They just open their hinge and get back up.
Could I, like, rip its head off?
It's a lid?
Yeah.
I have a thirst for blood.
I do.
Treasure chest blood.
Oh, that's
right. Well, I mean, you could hold it down with one hand and beat it with your axe, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, in order to do this, you had to drop your shield.
Okay. I dropped.
So, because you need one hand at least free to grapple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have both hands free, you can actually make two different grapples.
Yeah, you're buff enough.
You could rip it in half.
Well, but I mean, you could grapple two different things.
Oh.
You know, and just like knock them both down and hold them on the ground.
That's what's up.
Anyway. Yeah.
Grappling is actually pretty cool in 5th Ed.
I got a 10.
On the damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smack him with my quarterstaff.
Let me see.
Pinata!
Yeah.
Okay. Now, using your martial arts, you should be able to get a bonus attack as well, right?
I think that counts a key.
No, the key is for Flurry of Blows, where you take two bonus attacks.
Oh! Then I'll do another one, yeah.
Yeah, your normal martial arts gives you, you can use your bonus action to attack if you don't use it for something else.
Then I got, okay, so that's 10 plus 6, so 16. 16,
yeah, you hit him again.
Yeah.
So, roll your damage.
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't roll.
Yeah,
well. Okay,
I didn't roll the second one. I got a 9 plus your attack bonus, a 6.
Hold on, wait, what are you... Which, did you just roll this dice?
Yeah, that's the wrong one. Yep.
That's a d12.
Well, I missed the second one then, for sure.
Yeah, you missed. Okay.
So it's still 10.
He took 10 damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I tried to smack him and then I kicked and missed.
Yeah.
Like, hit Imo in the knee.
Ow. Poor Imo.
At least it wasn't an arrow.
You can take it.
Alright, it's the...
you can take an arrow.
It's the mimic's turn,
And
the mimic is going to try to get free
of his sheet.
Yeah. Let's see.
How does he do that?
I know.
He uses his tongue.
Ew. Yeah, he grosses us away.
Yeah.
Or he bites through it.
I'm just thinking like Calcifer, like just like he has an abnormally long tongue, just licking at everything. Yeah. It's just like, whether it's liquidy or not, it's still a... A limb of some sort.
Alright. Yeah, it's going to try to free itself. So, Imo, I'm contesting your check again.
What do I roll?
Roll a athletics check.
You. Ooh. 10. Really?
10?
Really, Imo?
Yeah,
you're huge. Just lie on it.
It's gross.
It wiggles free.
It's in a sheet.
It's like Jude.
It's in a sheet. It wiggles free.
It
scuttles away. Now, when it scuttles,
mm-hmm.
You both get an attack of opportunity.
Yep. What do I need to roll?
A normal attack. You use your reaction.
Oh, what did I get?
Well, nothing, because you're not... You weren't threatening it.
Oh, I rolled my...
I was going to.
Since I'm just on my battle axe, I roll my d10.
I flipped
right?
It off.
Yeah,
how's
well,
that not
but you have to make sure you hit.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you hit.
So you do your roll plus your dexterity?
Well, you, and plus your normal attack, which is going to be your dex and your proficiency. So 6. You rolled a...
8.
You hit...
11?
11.
Is six. That right?
You're going to add your strength.
Oh.
You. Yeah, you add your strength.
Oh, I add my strength and this number?
And your... Oh, no. Just this.
That's what I thought. So yeah. My strength and what?
Your strength and proficiency. So 5 plus your proficiency. But you have it marked right here, so...
That's 7.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, wait, no, 6 plus 7
is... That's a 13.
It's 13, not 11.
So you both hit. So roll your damage.
Okay.
You roll a d10.
This is my d10.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a 3 plus... I got 7.
I got 10.
7 and 10. Total of 17.
Yeah.
How is it moving? Is it moving with its tongue like a pseudopod?
It's got legs, doesn't it?
Actually, right now, since it's in the sheet and kind of you can't see it, it's kind of it's flopping.
Damn! I need to know what these things are.
You can dissect it later.
Yeah, I'm okay. Literally.
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. I'm trying to remember. He doesn't care. Only I
Petra.
Care. Petra cares.
You're Petra, deep down.
Yeah, that's who I truly am. That's my spirit halfling.
Hmm.
Okay, so, it moved.
It moved.
Oops.
Is it hurting?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's hurting. And it's Chance's turn.
Excellent.
You're going to have to move.
I know. It's way
Can I help him?
Over there.
You could, like, scoot over and
Can
do
I help
long
him
range.
With acrobatics or athletics, running?
No. Chance has plenty of movement. He has 30 feet. Each of these spaces is 5 feet.
Okay. The question is, do I want to use the bow again, or do I want to just go at this sucker with a
so that's
sharp object?
15 right there, and you got a clear shot. Okay. This would be 20, 25, 30. You could actually
yeah,
move
could
all the way up to him.
Okay.
Run over,
I'll
stabbing
roll up to him.
Okay, you can
take my short sword to that sucker.
Okay. Give him the stabby stab.
Stabby stabby, wacky wacky. Please, God.
Tree.
You kidding me?
You stabbed the sheet.
Ugh. Do I at least hold it in place?
Does she get the sheet off of him?
Like, I'll tell you what, she slices the sheet.
Oh, no.
You get free.
And it comes out, and underneath is just sort of an amorphous kind of blob. It's not a chest anymore. It's kind of like a gelatinous gray material.
Mm-hmm. Does it have at least little boards, like sticking off of it?
Boards?
Like chest boards, you know, like
no, it's shifted into its normal form.
Oh, it was... I thought it was... Okay, I thought mimics were like hermit crabs.
Yeah, I thought they were too.
And they, like, got into chests. And well, we're occupying the chest?
I thought so too.
Some types do.
Oh, I thought
this particular type is actually a shapeshifter.
I'm mad.
Anyway, can
the mystery's gone.
Do I have like a bonus action? I can come at it with my dagger?
Well, yeah, you can.
But also animal handling.
You can use your bonus action to attack with your dagger. You won't get your... it'll just be the dagger damage.
Of course,
D4.
That's fine. I just need to hit the dagger.
But go ahead and roll.
Not be satisfied. 14.
Okay, you got him. Roll
got him. Four. Oh, fucker. I'm mad, man. Chance is mad. That's my stealing hand. 4.
4. Well, you stab it, and it goes... and then it just kind of goes... and dies.
Satisfying.
Yeah. I'm glad you got the last hit.
Yeah.
Me too.
Clap, clap.
So, what's your HP looking like?
11.
11? Okay. Okay, well, that is dead.
Good. Excellent.
Man. Do the doors look better?
Nope. Doors look the same.
All right, let's get the flock out of here.
Do we want to just try to open the door?
No.
Let's just go.
Do you want to
go? It's the only door. What choice do we have?
Perception check. I don't know, perception the check.
I perceive that that's the only door, so out we go.
We can, like, throw something at it.
Yeah, Chance, you
Let's
can
throw
go.
The mimic.
It's a blob.
Yeah, perfect. So who cares what happens to it?
Okay, Chance, pick up the blob.
Will do. With my good hand now.
That's like saying I'm going to pick up the puddle that's on the ground.
You could try shooting the door.
Yeah, it's slime. Right? It's like it's gelatinous crap.
I want to poke it.
My mom feels discouraged about like poking or shooting or anything because the mimic didn't respond. So he's like, he just feels like that outlet is like.
Okay. I want to poke the door.
He feels discouraged.
Well, Imo did poke at it, but he didn't attack it. So there's that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he feels discouraged.
Okay. Imo feels discouraged.
Oh, yeah. Poor Imo. At least you weren't bitten.
I wanna poke
That's
the.
That's pretty discouraging, right there.
I wanna poke the door.
He feels hurt by these biting remarks.
Mm-hmm. Biting.
Yeah.
Funny.
He feels
a
bitten right now.
Gentle but firm.
Gentle but firm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does the door like it?
Nothing particular happens.
You didn't even let it roll, and you said nothing happened.
Well, but you don't need to roll like an attack roll or anything if you're just going. And it's an unmoving, large
Can I,
surface.
Like, push
Hang on.
Through it.
Hang on. Roll to see if the door likes it.
Well, like, can I like instead of like poking back, can I like try to push through it? Like, is there any give? Like a stab, but not like a vicious.
It's a door.
Tell you,
it could be a mimic door.
Well, you push real hard, and it gives, and then the door peels away, and takes a swing at you.
Can I do, like, a dodge?
All right.
He's, like, yanking
more
beard hair in, like, frustration. It's like, it came out.
Son of a bitch. All right, let's go.
Give me a reflex, dexterity save.
Okay. So I do, like, a roll plus 4?
Woo! Nat 20.
Well, just temperance.
Oh.
The 20, but nothing, but...
7.
I'm using it for the next whatever.
Okay. You rolled a 7 on the die?
No, I rolled a 3 on the die.
Ouch.
Plus my dex, yeah.
Is there any advantage?
It's your turn.
Smacked me.
Is there any advantage, any help that I can render?
No, just let me get
Well, tell you what.
Imo
was sitting there going, this ain't gonna work. Yeah, and so you give me a dexterity save.
Am I, like, taking it? Did I just, like, shove her out of the way to take this?
Put your shield up.
Hang on, we'll see.
Be like, Mack,
please.
I got a 14.
14? That's high enough.
Imo
just reaches out with his free hand and grabs Temperance by the collar and just yanks her back.
Nice.
And the door flops on the ground, and then it changes.
This is Big Daddy Mimic.
It changes into...
Those are two mimics.
What?
A mated pair of shapeshifters.
There's a family dynamic
in
we need to write this down.
No wonder they're pissed.
There's a family dynamic in mimic society.
This one changes it into what looks like a barrel of weapons.
Oh.
With the pointy end sticking out.
Uh-huh. This would be interesting.
Like a porcupine? Like, or something?
Yeah, like, okay, picture a barrel. It's got all the pointy ends of the weapons out, and it can probably, because it's not
long
a real barrel, it can bend itself over and then just sort of run at you.
So, tell you what, I'm going to let Chance keep that 20.
Thank you.
On his initiative.
Because he's so angry right now.
Yes.
So, he's so revved up.
Rage.
What's your dexterity?
4.
4? So Chance has a 24 initiative. Everybody else, give me a new roll.
I got 16. It's 18.
I got a 13.
May I ask if I perceive the real door being back?
No.
I figure I think there's two mimics. There's the door, and then there's whatever's covering the real door.
Well, he just popped
it's
out.
It's a wall. No, there's a mimic door, and then there's a pair. There's another one that's hiding the real door. It's a wall.
So there's three mimics total.
Yes.
Okay. One deceased.
Mom and Dad, and we killed baby.
Already. Oh my God.
That's why they're pissed.
Oh my God, that's intense.
But you know, I'm pretty pissed too.
They're intense.
We're like getting paranoid. Is the wall safe? Is the floor safe?
Nothing is safe.
Dude, if the whole room was, because we might be walking around in a mouth. If it's sticky.
Oh my gosh, we're walking around in the gut.
I mean, it's sticky.
Shut up.
We need to go out the butt, Sherry.
Oh, God.
We need to find the butt. And she's like so upset.
Yeah, y'all haven't played that.
No, but
they go to a giant rock turtle.
You showed us that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a Tales.
Yeah, it was Tales of Graces.
All right, anyway.
Okay, so, Chance, you go first, and there's a brand new mimic in front of you.
No!
All right, short story. Here we go. Hang on. I hope that wasn't a good roll. I just missed it. 10?
Total?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
11?
No, ma'am.
Okay, dang.
We have our amulets on.
Not in this game.
We're not in Last Wall.
Man. Killing me.
Sorry. Need some new dice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try a different pair of dice? Different set?
Maybe these are mimic dice and they're giving you bad rolls on purpose.
Mother!
That's why sometimes they go missing.
Uh-huh.
They ran off to go breed or something.
Oh, God.
Okay. Imo, it's your turn.
Okay. Where am I?
You are...
Am I still here?
Yeah. Well, actually, no.
Oh, yeah, because I snatched you back.
You're going to be about here, maybe.
Yeah.
So, if you'd like... You can move up. You can move. You can actually move through your.
I'm just like, excuse me.
If it works, dog.
Yeah.
I know, but.
Those dice have never worked for you.
Did I ever pick my shield back
no
up?
No dice have ever worked.
Yeah,
those worked well, but the blue ones.
After
didn't.
I brought her
so
back
when
I
you,
think
yeah, you just got them. Yeah, the new ones
they've done okay.
Tell you what, why don't you move here?
Find it?
Yeah. Use your action to distract the chest.
Yeah.
So that Chance can get advantage on his next roll.
I distract.
Okay.
Do I and roll that, to see how distracting I am?
You don't have to do that. You can if you like.
No.
Okay.
Well, can I only roll for better? Regular distracting, super distracting.
Well, what's distracting is this question. So you succeeded. Good job. Okay.
Roll it a two. Imo tries to seduce the mimic and just like sexy leg and it's like no.
It looks like a forest of little red hairs. Like it's like thick, like piney woods.
Looks like he has a large fox.
Yeah, the foxy leg.
And it's like he's like I don't want that, and then that's why it doesn't work.
All right, Temperance, it's your turn.
I'm gonna try to smack him.
I wear for super distracting. I put on little shoes that look like fox faces.
Oh God! Puppets.
It's the leg Muppets.
Oh no. 16?
16, okay. That hits.
Yeah.
And if you want to go ahead and roll your bonus attack, go ahead and do that.
It missed too.
Okay.
That's a 10. I mean, I don't know how good its DC is.
No. 10 does not hit.
So I got 9.
9 damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
True. Or maybe it's its turn.
Hold on. Oh. Yes, I believe it is the mimic's turn.
Ugh. But he's distracted.
Yeah. So he's a barrel of weapons right now.
Yeah.
Right? He's a barrel of weapons. So,
why can't we take a weapon?
No, it's not real. It's not. They're attached to it.
And as though to prove it, mm-hmm. like several swords kind of like shoot out like on tentacles towards you. attacking you, hitting you.
Go past my AC?
Mm-hmm.
It
rolled a 19 on the die.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
This rude bug.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm making
a... you take 3 damage.
Always.
And you are grappled by it as the tentacles wrap around you.
Jesus Christ. Temperance or all of us?
Just Temperance.
Okay.
Jesus.
You're a martial artist, you can grapple, right?
No, I should be. I guess I'm not judo proficient. Mm. Judosity.
There it is.
Chance. Mm-hmm. It's your turn.
Yes.
Chance and dance.
So you have advantage on this roll.
Thank God.
You get 2 rolls.
I get 2 rolls, that's the...
Yeah.
Roll twice, take the better. Uh-huh. Don't roll 2 ones.
14.
You can go ahead and roll again, because if you roll a 20, you crit.
11.
Okay, so you keep the 14.
Mm-hmm.
So you hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to apply your sneak attack damage.
Woohoo! That's the plus 4, or...?
No, you should have... surely Rouge gets sneak attack damage at level 1.
I see sneak attack, but I'm...
It should be like... I think it's a D6. Should be. Let me open up...
So I roll 2 D6s, or... Because my short sword is...
Is a D6. Yeah, D6. So you would roll 2 D6.
And then I have a plus 4 next to it for some reason.
Well, the short sword does a D6 plus 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a D6 plus your dexterity modifier. That's
Right.
And then you'll do an extra D6 of sneak attack damage.
Sweet. Really?
So you did 5 with your sword, and how much do you do with your sneak attack?
2.
2. So a total of 7.
Alright, screw this dice. Not tonight.
Imo, it is your turn again. Oh, I'm sorry.
I could have protected.
Hold on. So I rolled a 19 the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled an... What's your AC?
17.
17? Erase that damage I did, because it had disadvantage. Imo imposed disadvantage on it. I forgot.
I'm imposing.
But yeah, make sure you take that damage off, because you are not grappled, because it missed you.
Okay. Completely?
Yeah, completely.
Okay.
Completely. So I forgot that Imo wanted to do that.
He wanted to.
He just glared at us like...
Well, actually, it's more like he leaned in with his shield and like blocked the attack for you.
Taco Amo. Taco Boy.
He's excited.
Yeah, whenever someone's near him, it says adjacent. I'm bending the rules. I'm going to call that diagonal space adjacent.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say adjacent is on, side by side.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to bend the rules a little bit, just because I want to.
Yeah, because, I mean, my arms can, like, do more than forward side.
Well, normally, I think
you
need reach to strike, like, diagonally from you, I think. I'd have to go look at the rules again.
I was going to say, does he have like a 10-foot reach? Does he?
Yeah, 10-foot wingspan. Long arms, like.
Well, but he is quite large, so he could like lean over into your space, you know.
Do you remember when Liv was doing that from Michael Phelps?
Yes.
14-foot wingspan. 14-foot size 12 wingspan. Shoes.
Yeah, she was. I don't know why she knew those stats. But she
had
did.
A crush on. We had a friend who had a crush on.
Oh, she
Michael
had a crush
Phelps.
On him. I thought she was just a fan.
I thought she had a crush because she would just randomly be like, oh yeah, this is just like what my cool guy Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
14-foot wingspan. My God. Size 12 shoes.
Yeah.
She just like
she ripped
had
to throw that in real quick. like that was his full name.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps. 14-foot wingspan. Size 12 shoes. That's his full name.
I'm surprised she wasn't like 20,000 calories. Isn't that like how much he eats?
Yeah.
20,000? All right. Back to the mimic.
Okay. So it is Imo's turn.
Yeah.
If he liked, I mean, he can attack, or he can use his action to feint again and give Chance advantage.
I'll keep fainting.
You keep fainting. Okay.
Can't you, like, pow drive on him? I guess, no, you shouldn't, because he's spiky.
Well, he has one thing he can do with his action, you know, so if he uses it to help, he can't do something else.
I don't have to roll to distract.
You don't have to roll. So, you know, Imo's, like, kicking at the corners of it, and... I mean,
I'm just like nuisancing.
Yeah, like banging, like just kind of like, you know, the thing's kind of like dancing around, you know, trying to dodge your strikes, and of course the swords and stuff are whipping around, and so you're all like moving around to try to get in and find a spot to strike it. And Imo is like taking his shield and just kind of like moving into its space and like menacing it.
Right. Yeah, I'm just harassing.
And so while it's like. Kind of set back because of Imo's.